Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real. They're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit. Get ready, because you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, we said we'd jump onto it last week, and we will not let Miles down again. We could have got it done last week, but we already rattled on for long enough. But we are going to come straight into the... I don't know why that's funny, but yeah. So we're going to get straight onto the... alcohol tier lists, for the diehard listeners that have been waiting over a week for this answer now. Yeah. So I did say we'd do the two lists, because you can't just have an alcohol list of a mixture of the cocktails and, you know, generic alcohol.
Mm.
So we divvied it up, and, you know, we don't do top fives, do top threes here. Top
easier.
Yeah. less prep work. So, do you want to get onto the cocktails or the other beverages first?
No, I think we should start on the other beverages, then go on the cocktails.
Right. So with the standard alcoholic drinks, then. No, you can't just say lager.
Yeah. No,
there's too many different brands of the lager. You know, because you can't say that it's your favourite. When Foster's and Carling can be your favourite.
Yeah.
It's not anyone's... Well, Foster's can't be anyone's favourite. Piss water. I don't know why that was always branded as an Australian beer as well.
Like, I don't know, but you used to drink that. You used to drink that all the time, though, when you
were... Yeah, you get into it. Lager, that is. Because it is so...
I don't know why how that makes you get into it, though.
Well, it was cheap, though, that's why.
Because
it was the cheapest lager on tap back in the day when we were 16. So long ago now.
So long.
No one's seen you, that's why.
Oh.
Long.
Yeah.
No one's seen you. Get out. Nearly messed up the back of your head then. I was going to say no, but yeah. So, yeah, it was just because it was cheap and, it was just soft.
Do you remember how much it was a pint back then?
Well, I remember the blue WKDs used to be... No, they weren't. I was going to say £2, but they weren't. I think it was £1.80 a pint of Carling back then. So it might have been about £1.65 for a pint of Foster's then, maybe. Because it was when we used to do the mix of half a lager and a blue WKD, that was about £3 and that was.
That just tastes disgusting. It did.
No.
Do you remember that? So what did you used to call it? Frosty Frog?
That was a Frosty Frog.
But you could also do the... WKD, a Bacardi Breezer, and what was the orange one?
That was the Bacardi Breezer. No.
Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, so Ice. Bacardi Breezer was the orange one. Smirnoff Ice was the white one. And then a blue WKD.
Yeah,
as well.
All in one, and it turned into a green drink.
Yeah, and again, people would call that a Frosty Frog, but I didn't know of that Frosty Frog before we'd started doing our Frosty Frog. I can't explain the taste. It was literally just a lager and a blue WKD, and it worked. And you know, you're still not really much of a lager fan anyway, to have enjoyed it back then, definitely anyway. And then sometimes we'd add a green aftershock in it.
That's the one. Yeah, I remember the shot thing.
Yeah, that would be called an Incredible Hulk. And if there wasn't aftershock on the, like if we drank it all or whatever, then whatever shot would be put in, it would change the name to the Incredible Substitute.
Right.
There was another one that we used to make as well. I can't think what was in it, but it tasted, I called it Solera because it tasted like the Solera Ice Lolls, you know, the ice cream
and the
mango flavouring outside. I can't remember what that was now. It was beautiful though.
Some like snaps onto that, like peach snaps to get it that flavour. Because I can't think of some chopped shaft that would
give
you that taste.
It wasn't with the lager and the blueberry. It was a completely different concoction that we used to do. But yeah, it was just tasted just like them. It's beautiful. Oh God. I miss being able to drink all what we used to. Well, I used to. Oh God, the good old days. So we're not gonna lump all lagers as one generic one. We're gonna go brand specific here.
That's it.
So are we going 3-2-1?
Save
the best for last. Now, lager, I do prefer lager in general. So, you know, it's an easy one to go to. I do still drink a good amount of Carling, again, just because it's cheap and easy to get. But it's not in my top three. So, number three for me is a beer of Moretta. Now, it's a nice, stapled lager. It's not too rough. It's smooth enough. And it just tastes great. It's not too expensive as well. It doesn't break the bank. But yeah, that's my number three. So
that is a good choice, mate.
Yeah.
My number three is a Hornsby Cider. Now, we was on about this just off the pod beforehand.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for a while, but it was the best tasting cider I've ever had.
So I don't know if I've ever actually had one. I've definitely seen it recently. But was it a smooth cider? Or was it a bit harsh?
No,
strong movies.
So, because I haven't had it for a few years, but I do. Like, sometimes I go, I remember that cider I had, Hornsby Cider. And yeah, so the way I remember is, you remember if you used to have a cider now, like a recording, it's quite heavy, quite blowly.
Yeah.
It didn't have that effect. So it was quite smooth, but it didn't blow, which I really like. Because when you drink ciders after like three, it's just heavy then. So it had a smooth taste to it, proper fruity as well. It was really nice. Hornsby Cider. So if anyone sees it, pick me some up, basically. I haven't seen them for ages.
Yeah, Hornsby Cider. If you see it on the shelf anywhere, if you can't pick it up, because obviously they don't know where to drop it off to, his address will be in the description. No, but just send a link if it's on a website, or if you see it in the shops, just say what shop, and Ash will travel around the world to find some because he's desperate for one.
Actually, when I did go to America, because it's supposed to be an American cider, I did check there, but couldn't find nothing.
Maybe they went into liquidation or something.
Maybe, yeah. Sure. A fucking rhino on the label, man. Label, mate. Label. You know it's a label. You know it's a good drink there when you got a rhino on it.
Yeah.
Proper animal that is, though.
Yeah. The real life unicorn.
Yeah.
You know, it's real. Not me.
And it goes with the name as well, because you couldn't have like an animal without a horn for Hornsby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you couldn't have a giraffe.
You don't want one of them.
Giraffe sick.
you don't want one of them fucking blowy things that makes a noise, do you? It's all right, I got cramp again. Oh, God, I don't know why. This is the second time today I've had cramp as well.
Where are you getting it? Morning.
It's in the back of my leg.
Yeah.
It's shooting down. It's not good. Don't worry, I'll power through, people.
Power through. Feel for joy.
Send two pound them up. So my number two then. Now it's a close call as well, this is to be number one. And I did have to essentially flip a coin in my head. Two sided coin. Not one of them ones that's got heads on both sides. It did have a heads and tails. But I'd say it was in my head. So Desperado.
Right. Okay.
Now obviously I did that you do have a bit of lime with it as well. Just adds the little fruitiness to it, the little bit of citrusy goodness that you need. But I think it's just one of them that it's hard to beat, really is hard to beat, but it's just class. You know, hot day.
It's a good summer's drink,
You know, and say a bit of lime with it as well. It's spot on. Goes down a treat.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's one that you can't have too many of, but But yeah, they do. Just hit the spot.
That's it. And my number two is exactly the same as yours.
Desperado again.
Yeah. Oh. Just for the exact reasons why you just mentioned.
It is so good though. Because I remember with the bottles, when we was running a pub years ago, you used to get 2 for a £5 and they just started doing a different colour ones. So there was the red one
and that. Was it the green one?
Yeah, the red one was guava.
That's it.
And then there was another red one, which was like fireball.
That's the one, yeah.
And then there was a green one. I don't know what the green flavour was. But yeah, they just started them ones. So essentially, I went through all the red ones in the pub. And I'd done half the fridge stock of the normal ones as well. And I was absolutely battered.
They are a good summer drink in there.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. It really is tighter. But, you know, I'm going to bore a lot of people with this one. My number one is Guinness. And I know you're not going to...
No, I thought it would be.
Yeah, you're not going to agree with it. You're not there with the taste buds quite yet. Probably in about 15 years, you might enjoy one.
I might appreciate it.
You might do. I'd imagine you'd have a dash of blackcurrant with it, though.
No, I remember one of the lads used to have blackcurrant in it back in the day.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And it was pretty nice with the blackcurrant. That I remember anyway.
Nah.
But not nice enough for me to
have it. I wouldn't do it. Because we've had John, again, it's just like an Irish thing, having a chaser of Jameson's whiskey with it as well. Now, you either drink the whiskey as a shot separately, but most of the time, you pour it into the Guinness.
Right.
And it does change the flavour a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it blows your head off then. That is literally like 3 or 4 at most in a night.
Is it the equivalent of a lad bomb? Lad bombs are heavy. Lad bombs, you can feel it like start from the bottom and then shoot up past your head. And then it comes back down then.
You just
instantly the stare then.
Yeah, it's the out-of-body experience with the lad bombs, weren't it? And then the occasional graph bomb then as well. but Guinness, it's an all-year-round drink. It doesn't matter if it's summer or winter. You can drink it any weather condition. Always nice. And there is a skill to pouring it. There's the technique. You got to wait like a minute 20.
You can't rush it.
No. And you can't, until that head's settled, you cannot touch it. You can look at the glass. You can watch it bubbling away. You know, the silky smoothness, so the creaminess going through.
It's not ideal for a first drink on a Friday when you really want that beer because you have to wait for it.
Yeah, but that makes it a bit sweeter. Or is that why you get the chaser? Yeah, you can do that. But so if you're dying for a drink, it's one of them ones you have to buy two. Your first round then, because the first one always goes down a treat anyway, and you don't want to wait even longer for another one, so you buy two. And yeah, it just helps build up the suspense for it, because you're there, like, you're watching it, and it's like, oh, it's nearly ready. And then you just see the goldenness just all raised to the top. It's just that nice layer of thick cream, and you're like, yes, now it's time to get in my mouth. I'm still out of the Guinness. that's my number one then.
Right. Nice, so
creamy Guinness.
My number one is a beer Moretto. Really enjoy it. You know, I wasn't a big lager drinker.
No.
Went on the Desperados and it really changed me. And then, just on there. I tried Peroni and a big fan of Peroni.
No.
I hate Madre. There's some... Madre, if I have two, fine. Go to sleep, though. Fucking headache.
Yeah.
I do find that with any.
It's not, Madre's not even the strongest of lagers either, but it is, it's...
Look, I mean, if I have two, I wake up with a headache like I've been on it all night. I don't get it.
I can feel like if I have a full night of, not all lagers, but some lagers, just drinking that, then... I'll feel it the next day, a little bit, not too much. As long as I've had sleep, I'm usually all right.
Yeah.
So, me 8 hours, I'm all right. But for some reason, Guinness, I literally can drink that all night and wake up sweet. Like, I haven't been on it all night at all.
I just find it a bit, like, weird how I can have, like, I don't know, say, for a few, I don't know, a few more Desperados and wake up fine. But two Madries, fine in the moment, but wake up the next day. Fucking, I hate that as well, where you go somewhere. Like, for me, because they don't have beer Morelli or they don't have Desperados, because not all of them do.
No, no.
And just like, oh, Madri or Peroni. Ugh. Shit. And I'm like a bit grumpy then, because like, I had a Corona on draft when I went high, but it's terrible, mate.
It is. See, now again, Corona in a bottle, it has to have the lime in it. Because, and then it's just about passable. I really don't rate Corona anyway. But yeah, I can drink it with the lime. But yeah, on drafts, because again, you're not getting the lime with it then either, are you?
No, so you have to put the... So I asked for like a dash of lime in it. Just fucking disgusting, mate.
Nah. It's one of the worst things, not just with drink, like food and that as well, but you're paying for something and it's just you don't enjoy it. You know, I don't mind paying a high price for food or anything, but if it's not good quality, then it cracks me up. So, yeah, it really is annoying. Because I know that wasn't cheap, was it, for you?
No. So I think for a pint of Corona and a cocktail, it was 15 quid. Haven, robbing bastards.
So essentially, if you just split it straight in half, you're looking at £7.50 for a pint of a shit lager.
And he washed it.
And it's not nice, is it?
You know when you struggle to get it down, yeah?
Yeah.
But now, number one, beer Morelli. They're just, since I've been on this diet, every now and again on a Saturday, all the time, I have a cheeky beer Morelli.
Just a cheeky one.
Goes down, mate.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It is nice.
So glad it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Even though I'm working Sunday, but it is what it is.
Mm.
So that is the general, you know, alcohol.
Yeah, so we're going to go to cocktails now. So when you're a bit zesty on holiday,
yeah, and you want to get off. It is hot summer's day. You don't need to be on holiday.
I only feel comfortable drinking cocktails on holiday. Otherwise, I think it's a bit zesty.
No, but sometimes, you know, you can walk into a pub or a bar and they've got the offers on. And you're like, you know what, yeah.
I'll so wait a minute. So you've gone from having a Guinness chaser, proper man, savour it, to can I have a sex on the beach, please, mate?
Well, no, because it would normally be if I've walked in, then see that they've got the cocktail offer on. I'm like, yeah, go on, I'll have a cocktail to start off with. And then I'd move on to the man drinks afterwards.
You know what I hate about cocktails, though? Especially in a bar, and we used to have it in Worcester. The people that make the cocktails love themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Remember that? What was that place in Worcester? Was it Tramps? No, what was it called? The big one in Worcester. It might be called Sunkhouse now.
I don't know.
I think it was the biggest one in Worcester.
The one which had like five rooms.
Yeah, it had five rooms, I think over three floors.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I want to say Trump's, it might be not, but like they used to have a cocktail bar room.
Because that was a small room.
Yeah. And so that's where you'd have more list of cocktails. And we used to go there. And the two lads that used to fucking do it, oh my fucking God. Or just fucking make the drink. Don't have to fucking...
It's literally like they've watched the Tom Cruise film Cocktail before.
Literally, yeah.
And they're trying to get all the sexy moves going. It's like, mate, just make you're in a dark drink. Room sweating like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Just shake it.
Just make my fucking drink. Overcharge me, yeah.
I don't need your bullshit. Less ice, more alcohol. That's what I want.
Do you remember the £7 champagne from there? It was fucking nice as well.
Yeah, because it was sort of like Lamborghini, weren't it?
Mate, it was fucking... I remember Leslie's birthday. And he was
not
fucked
really,
off it.
Yeah. No, I'll do.
He was absolutely fucked. I remember £7. He downed one. Fuck me. I remember having him on my back. Like, he's had his arms over my shoulders. And, like, walking with him up the stairs, like, trying to get his legs up with him.
Because, again, with that stuff, because it's all bubbles, and that's what gets you drunk more. Because I've seen Leslie, like, we've been out, obviously, enough times. But, like, keep up, and he's drank, but that was probably one of the worst dates I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And to still be sober enough to see him like that before I'd got in that way, you knew that it had actually got to him.
So go on cocktails. We're gonna start from three. Load our way up.
Do it again.
So what's your number three, mate?
So, I mean, I'm not going to be, because I haven't drank a load. The most cocktails I'd ever drank really was when we was in Cyprus, because it was literally cheaper to get a cocktail than it was a can of pop.
Yeah, so the cocktail, yes, you are right in saying that.
It was €2 for a cocktail or $2.50 for a can of Coke.
So I remember in the morning, we used to have a cocktail, or I used to get a bottle of Woodpecker Mandarin.
I have a cup of tea with my breakfast while reading the paper.
This, let me tell you. So how old was we when we went to Cyprus? 18? It was 18. It was early. It was definitely 18. It was in our teens.
Yeah, it was like 18, 19.
Yeah. Yeah. So 18, you know, so we get up being lads. You have your Woodpecker for breakfast or your fucking cup of tea for an old man. And so we used to be in the pool for like halfway. JD used to get the paper. It was a cup of tea in the shade. And like, really.
I had to be in the shade. Yeah, because I didn't want to burn.
Yeah, no, yeah. But we used to wind him up and kind of like flick water at him. And he used to like, you must look over the paper. Shake his head in disapproving and put the paper back over his face.
Yeah, I was kind of in an old man period at that point as well, but reading the paper, it was almost a religious thing for me. Because the company that I was working for at the time, it was sort of like mandated breaks as well. So 10 o'clock, I'd have a break. Half 12, I'd have a break. So that was the thing, I'd read the paper.
Yeah.
So because it was habit, I'd have my breakfast, my cup of tea, because I always like to start the day with a cup of tea anyway. So, yeah, sit there, read the paper. And it's a typical British thing to get a British newspaper and read about what's going on at home.
It used to be like the days before. It used to be like, if it wasn't a Wednesday, it weren't Wednesdays, it was Tuesdays.
No, I'm sure it was the right days for us.
See, I thought it was the day ahead.
Yeah, it can't be a day ahead.
Not a day behind. Yeah, the future. No, I thought it was a day behind. I thought like on a Wednesday, he was reading Tuesday's one.
No, I think it was just essentially because the time difference, that's all it was. But if it was Wednesday's paper, it was Wednesday for us. It was just because...
Right, I could have sworn it. I didn't read the paper, so...
No.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, so...
You used to read that paper.
No,
just that disapproving look.
Yeah, because like all I needed was half an hour just to have my breakfast and just have a quick nose for the paper. You know, I just wanted to see what was going on with Dear Deirdre.
The agony art. I could never tell if that was real or not. Because who would write some of the stuff that got put in there?
I think the Dear Deirdre ones were. The Daily Star ones, or no, the Daily Sport ones, they were the
Yeah, them ones were, yeah, that yeah. was just people saying.
My stepsister was caught in the washing machine. I had to bum her. What do I do now? Yeah. Stop lying. That's what you do. Stop doing a Leslie. But, I just needed that half an hour. We used her all taking a piss. But, I remember we were sitting there at one point. I don't know if we was waiting for someone to come down or waiting for them to get ready or something, but we literally sat there. And we had the whole cocktail menu in front of us. We was like, yeah, we'll try that one now.
Yeah.
And it pretty much was everyone.
Because there was those bars where you could have like €20 or you could drink cocktails.
Mm.
So you used to just like pay the €20. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore. Probably not with today's because everything costs money.
Yeah.
And then for the whole hour, you can have as many cocktails as you want as long as you're on this sun list. But pretty much every cocktail you can
Yeah, it was up. All the generic ones. Yeah,
and if you asked them to make some, I'm sure they would have done it back
then. If they knew what it was, then yeah. Mm. My number three would just be the bog standard Sex on the Beach.
Mm.
Now, I know it's not the greatest, but it's an old reliable. And, you know, in general, I'm sure people have, but I've never had a bad one. You know, it's always tasted all right for me.
No, I get that.
You can't really go wrong with it. It's just plain, simple. Hits the spot. It's nice on a hot day.
And people abbreviate the name, though. Next, we was just saying off the pot out when I was in Haven. That was called Haven on the Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
I'm when trying to think of what the non-alcoholic one was called as well.
Oh, yeah. Saw,
Kiss on the Beach. It might have just been X on the Beach or something. But
like,
yeah.
When you go abroad to resort, they have like... rather than Sex on the Beach, it's Sex on whatever the resort's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Yeah, just, yeah, I can imagine, yeah. I can see why that would be number three.
Mm.
My number three, Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
Just, as you said, it's just one of those ones. Just don't miss. It just, you can't really have a bad one, can you?
Especially when there's not much to put into it. Yeah. That's what makes it so simple. Because some of them are, there's a lot of effort that go into them and that. And they can, if they're not done right, they can get spoils.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all when we did used to mess around and try random ones, but Skittles, and there'd be Skittles in it.
Yeah.
I need Skittles in there.
I don't know. I used to like the Skittle one, the Skittle. I remember the Skittle bombs, but that was more of a shot. But I know which one you, the fancy ones when you used to put the Skittles in. I used to like that one. I can't remember that was called, though. Actually, that was
I thought it was just called Skittles, though. But yeah, some of them do try too hard on that, though. And you know, you're getting all sorts of random stuff. Like, I don't need it. I just want alcohol. Right. So then my second one, it's going to be Long Island Oyster. Now, again, I know that's not your cup of tea. It was my oyster. And, again, it was just not because it doesn't taste like tea. But it was just a nice mix of the alcohol. And again, it was just a little bit of a bitter taste. Yeah, it was nice. It was just, yeah. When was the last time you tried one, though?
A few years ago, I must admit.
Were you into your coffee at that point, though?
Yes, and I still found that really disgusting.
So I would have thought now that you do drink. But now, again, you don't really just drink plain coffee, though, do you?
No, I don't, actually.
I would have thought if you drank plain, cheap, you know, instant coffee, then you probably would appreciate it a little bit more then. But, it's not everyone's cup of tea.
No.
Yeah.
So my second one is a woo-woo. Just another generic. Just can't go wrong with it.
And it's a fun one to say as well, isn't
woo-woo.
It?
Woo-woo. Yeah. Woo-woo. Yeah.
So I used to really like Cheeky Wimtos, which Cheeky most people would call Cheeky Bimto because it tasted like Bimto. But for copyright reasons, they had to call it Wimto. And that was basically just Blue WKD and port. Probably like a little bit of lemonade or something.
That was a nice one, wasn't it, actually?
Yeah. Yeah. So my number one is a tequila sunrise.
Ooh, I wasn't expecting that, mate. I must have. Yeah. So tequila sunrise, let's have a look.
I know, I've got the list of ingredients here as well. I've not read them out for any other. Apologies if you don't
know. I'm a big fan of tequila. I know I say that, but we have Desperados, but
yeah.
Tequila sunrise, ooh, maybe not for me. Ooh.
Again, it's simple enough, you know, it literally is. So grenadine, which is just a flavouring, tequila and orange juice. And yeah, mix it up with a bit of ice and all that jazz. And yeah, it's sound. It's just nice. It's simple.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Just, you know what? It's when you go to you're all inclusive and you get it. And sometimes they put too much tequila in it and it just tastes like tequila. That's the thing I don't like about that.
Again, over here in the UK, we tend to have a cheaper tequila. So when it's a good quality tequila, then it is nice.
Yeah.
It's the same as like the Sambucas and like cheaper whiskies and that. They taste horrible and they'll leave like the nasty burn and that. But when you get a more expensive, a higher quality, then it is. It's a sipping drink then.
You know what I love doing, and I know I've mentioned it before on this pod, is when you go away and you're in all inclusive. First beer, tip the geezer behind the bar.
Yeah.
$10, wherever you're at, or €10. Then he looks after you all night. Then you never have to wait. €10 to look after you all night. Fucking spot on.
Yeah.
Well, my number one, San Francisco cocktail. Now, I don't see it as much anymore. I haven't asked for one for a while. But going back to Cyprus is where it started. And yeah, pretty much if I do see it and come across it, I will have one, but not here, like abroad. Not zesty like that. But yeah.
I feel like we need to just, on a hot day,
have a cocktail one.
Just go and have a cocktail there.
I don't know, but like, can you imagine going to the Hunter's Moon and having cocktails all that?
Well, not to the Hunter's Moon.
Do you get what I'm saying? No, like, you have to go somewhere.
Yeah, we'll go to the football bar.
Yeah.
During the day, so when the dickheads are out, like brunch, we ain't gotta worry about it.
Where, like a bottomless brunch ring,
yeah,
gay.
Only on the weekend, man.
Yeah, San Francisco for me, number one. If you haven't had it, give it a go.
Yeah. Then I used to log, when we did have like the cocktail days away and all that, log just the random, you know, because again, it's all science, isn't it? With a traffic light, the way that the colours, you know, you got your red, yellow, and when it's bluey green, weren't it, on the top?
No, that one was really nice as well, actually.
It was nice, but you had to spoil it, you had to mix it together to properly get the flavour.
Because otherwise, you would taste sections at a time.
Yeah, you're just getting like orange juice and then, like, you know, but when they can do stuff like that, just, you know, I say it's science, just
science.
The way consistency can be different and it just sits on top and underneath and that. That's why I always like a baby Guinness as a shot, because you're still getting that little cream looking like a mini pint.
And it's not a heavy shot, is it?
No.
I had those shots where you're Sambuca.
Sambucas are just
tequila. Think about it though. Think about it. If beer was a crowded now and he was like, fucking, I've got an idea, gets you fucked, makes you do stupid shit, I don't think they'd be allowed to make it anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
What you're saying. Well, instantly, just saying my bullshit, come in my head that if it was invented now and then the powers that be, Illuminati, governments and all that, like, knew that they could make money on it, like what they do, then they'd be
With
the cigarettes, I'm surprised that they have. So it's not a full-on ban that's been incorporated, but anyone born after like a certain date. So essentially, if you're 16 now, when you are 18, you can't buy cigarettes. So when the law was, I think it was this year. So if you're 18 at the moment and you smoke, you can continue to smoke. But if you're 18 next year, you can't start smoking.
Well, so they're going to basically phase out all smoking?
Yeah, the age limit will gradually get higher every year.
Right.
So if you're 18 and you're already smoking...
Yeah, because you'll never be out. Yeah, when you're 16, you'll never hit that age.
Yeah. So, yeah, next year, you have to be 19 minimum to buy some, and then the year after, it'll be 20, and so on until no one can smoke. Unless you buy them off the dark web, the black market or whatever.
Or just get your mate to buy them for you.
Yeah. Because you've got a mate that's a year older than you.
Or you get your mum to buy them for you then.
Until she dies. Yeah. And then you can't smoke then. But I was surprised when they mentioned about the bans on vapes as well, because I thought that would have been one that would have thought, yeah, everyone's on the vapes now, we can just get loads of tax from them. But yeah, they're banning them as well. Well, disposables, I think it is. Which I don't get. Like, now, fair enough, I get it from the environmental side of it, because people literally, you know, you can't walk 10 metres without seeing one chucked on the floor. So, you know, recycling them properly and that, I get it on that side to ban them. But I'm surprised that they're just not putting a tax on them and that.
I can't stand people that vape while they're smoking, like it's cool. Do you get what I'm saying? They've got the hand on the steering wheel.
Oh, driving, you mean?
Driving, yeah.
So you just said vape while they're smoking.
Did I say vape?
He says, don't know why people vape while they smoke.
Sorry.
So I'm thinking someone's standing there with a cigarette in one hand.
No.
And a vape in the other.
Sorry, I meant vape while they're driving.
Yeah. Just for a bit of context, he's had half a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
Lagging.
No, so, like, and it's always someone with, like, a half sportier car. Like, they're holding the steering with one
Focus
hand.
Focus ST.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And they've got a vape, and sometimes I say to Kat, got a vibe, and I'll have a vibe, but you know what I mean? I'm just like, it's not cool.
You don't. But, you know, they're the lads that still rev their engines everywhere. And, there's a tunnel which is 3 metres long. Yeah.
That 1.2 Corsa.
Yeah. Little Renault Clio. It's just surprising. Why have not? Just says, you can still sell them all. Just they're going to cost more now because we're putting the tax on it. So, Rishi Sunak missed the treat on that one, didn't they? Fucking div. We kind of just touched on a little, hey, what's wrong with you there anyway?
What's wrong?
I've not been prepared. I've not got the clip ready. I've got to do proper prep for this. Sorry, people. I know you appreciate our professionalism. But the Hey, What's Wrong With You segment. So I think that was your Hey, What's Wrong With You last week, people with the vapes.
Oh, was it? I'm repeating myself.
Yeah. Lauren's give us one here. People driving too close behind me.
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
I get this all the time. Look, again, on the motorway. So I'm bloody driving as I'm supposed to, you know, overtake someone. And then I get some dickhead get right behind me.
Yeah.
And I'll do that little move to the side a little bit so they can see past, to see that I can't go any faster because there's another car or whatever in front of me. So move back. And then they still don't, so I'll slow down then.
Yeah, no.
I'll speed match the car in the middle lane just to wind them up. And then when they do that, move into the middle lane to try and undertake it, I'll put my foot down again then. And look, I've said it enough times, the band's not quick, but I'll make sure that it's quick enough to close that gap again. And you just see them shouting in the fucking mirror. And sometimes I'll do the windscreen washer as well. Oh, so I'll spray straight over and onto theirs.
But that is annoying. I hate looking in the rear view and it looks like they're in the back seat.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate that.
God. I had that, I think, yesterday or the day before. So, again, I'm in lane one. It's it wasn't even that old. I think it was an 18 player, actually. But it looked battered because there was something hanging off, pretty much scraping the road as he was driving. So I'm in lane one, they're in lane four.
Right.
And literally, I'm doing 70, and I've caught up with them. They're going that slow. And there was another van that was about to start overtaking me. And so because I'm technically undertaking, blacked out windows as well, so I couldn't see who was driving at first. But because I'm about to undertake, all I've seen is smoke come out from the back of the car, and they put the foot down, so they've gone up to like 90. And then like 30 seconds later, I'm about to undertake them again. The other van has undertook them, and they did the same. Like, oh shit, you can't undertake me. Sped up and then slowed right down again. Then, as these junctions were merging, like, they've ended up slowing right down because of cars like pulling straight in front of them. And so I've ended up undertaking again, and I'm laughing at this point. I'm visibly laughing because I'm trying to look through the tinted glass, like the tinted windows, and they've started to undo the window. And I still couldn't see them. They were sitting that far back.
Fuck,
yeah. I'm like, you've undone your window to try and give me grief, and I can't see you. Yeah. So what are you doing? And it was just constant back and forth. No, I'm not weaving in and out of traffic or anything. I'm just staying in the lanes, staying safe, keeping it real. And they are trying to do that. They're in in between like 1, 2, 3, and 4, trying to undertake me to get around. And they're still only just about got off at the junction in front of me. And I still overtook him on the roundabout there because he was being a div, not paying attention. I think he was on his phone. I don't know. But yeah, there's just no need for it.
No.
So, I don't know what was wrong with him.
No.
So, yeah, we feel your pain there, Lauren. It's so frustrating. We could go on with drivers in general all the way around, couldn't we? That was on an email. Let me get the hotline up. Real Talking Hotline, 07-470-488-096. Get your WhatsApps in. Not that one. That's not one of them. It's all right. My phone's just froze.
No, but, you know, that is annoying when someone's right up your ass while you're driving.
There it is.
It's one of those pet things where it just fucks you off. You're just like, why? There's just no need to be that close.
We're all on the road at the same time. Lorries are some of the worst for it.
Lorries, because they don't give a fuck.
Doesn't mean I'm going to be able to stop if they fucking break. There's no need. Fucking morons. So from Abs, her one is cyclists. They kill me. I've ranted enough about cyclists.
Yeah, I had one the other morning on the way, went to the gym on the way to work. I go through like an industrial estate, and this cyclist was literally just right in the middle, like of the road, one to the left of the pavement. And I'm like, fucking hell, just move out of the way. Like, you're not doing nothing.
No.
Just slowing me down. And then he did eventually move over, but I never get it. Look, when I used to drive a bike, I used to drive in the pavement.
Yeah. So I used to be in the road all the time, but I'd always be hammering it. You know, I was putting pace into those legs and getting where I wanted to go. And I'd never be in the way. I'd always be hitting the little the little rain grills and all that. And, you know, I wasn't in the way. But then I stopped being in the road all the time because a bus hit me.
Yeah.
Not like ran me over. It was just the mirror hit me on the back of the head and I passed out for a second or something. But, yeah. So, but then I'd be on the pavement most of the time.
But it's worse in London because you do get a few bikes and they do weave in and out.
Yeah.
Wait, mate, have you ever been? You seen what it's like in Amsterdam? That's fucking wild, that is.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. But yeah, cyclists just, what's wrong with you? Well, and who wants to cycle to work when it's raining or something? Going on, fucking hell.
Well, I was walking a dog the other night and this woman, she lived near me. I only found this out while seeing her cycling, but she's got no gear on. Well, she's wearing clothes, but she's got no cycling gear. So there's no hard hat, not a helmet. She's got no high vis or anything on. No lights, no bell on a bike. And I've seen a cycle pass me, and this car behind, because they're going around a bend, the car's like, I could see the driver like, just pissed off because he couldn't overtake on this bend anyway because it's a blind corner. And she's dawdling. Yeah. Like, she's not putting effort in. I'm sure she was wearing jeans anyway, but she weren't wearing...
Ooh, jeans on a bike.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing any kind of cycling attire. Literally, it's like, you know, she's just walked out of a pub or something. So I've shut my head in agreement with the driver and then I've carried on walking and she's come cycling past me again and I've realised, right, she's just on a leisurely bike ride. Yeah. She's not going from A to B. She's out for fun. And the last time I saw her, so she's gone to turn. I'm about to cross the road, by the way. She's turned in front of me, didn't stick her arm out to say that I'm turning right. So her right, my left. And I've had to stop the dog, say, whoa, hang on, mate. And she hasn't even looked at me. And all I wanted to say, now, I didn't say nothing because people would be like, oh, you'd only done that because it's a woman. But this bitch needed to be told, to be fair. If you're in the road, well, you have to be in the road now because the laws have changed. You have to be wearing a helmet and you have to be visible. Now, wearing a bloody blue jumper isn't visible in the middle of the day. Mm. You need some sort of high vis. Now, I'm not, say, I'm like a fucking yo-yo with this as well. Like, I'm up and down on my opinions. So, I want you to be visible, but I don't want one of these bloody, you know, the proper flashing lights that they have on the front. And it's like you're at a rave. Like, I always think, what if, like, you had epilepsy and that light from this cyclist triggers you? Like, it's just stupid, ain't it? I'll probably do it one of the days. Like, start, like, dropping to the floor and, like, doing, like, a fish magic carp on the floor.
Carp, carp.
Yeah, they're just annoying. I fucking hate cyclists. So, abs, yeah, I feel your pain.
Yeah, nah.
I feel your pain, mate. I did think there was another one, but there isn't. I've obviously miscounted. Now, we'll move on to a question from Joe. We've got, so I'll expand on it because it is a short one. If you're having a dinner party with any three people, who are you choosing? So there wasn't much context to it. I have seen other people be asked this question. It's like dead or alive or whatever. But we'll just keep it because they haven't specified anything like that. So three people, you're having like a little... Just the top three. Obviously, they listened. They didn't want to give us a top five. We don't do top fives. But yeah, so people alive, anyone, who's your three people that you're going to choose for that then?
So for me, Ryan Reynolds is obviously on that list.
Oh, it's a good shout.
I think it's just, you just know you're going to have a good time then.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Reynolds, it's just, you're going to have a good night, as I said, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, you're going to have a good crack in.
And then the second one, Kanye West.
Oh yeah.
Just because the ego, just so you can start feeding yourself.
Potential controversy. Like, is he gonna say something about the Jews? Is he gonna be racist?
Is he gonna do is he just gonna bust out like a little concert?
Yeah,
or, you know. Cause you know,
is he gonna get on with Ryan? You know, you don't know if they're gonna be friends.
They're gonna, mate, that'd be fine.
You'd like to think they would, but you never know. He could say something like he doesn't like Deadpool, doesn't like Wrexham FC. And Ryan just switches on him then, maybe. But yeah, no, that's two good shows. So,
and the other one, Adam Sandler, because he just seems like a really nice guy as well. And
yeah.
That is a good night. That is a good night out, actually.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's a very good night out. I think that's a top three.
Yeah, it definitely is. Completely different from what I've got in mind.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that I've got anything wrong with yours. So I'd go with Keith Lemon.
Right.
So real name, Lee Francis.
Yeah.
Old Avid Marion, Bow Selector. I can't think of the program that he does now with Holly Willoughby.
I think
because obviously he loves a beer, he's a funny person,
so you want that comedy aspect as well, don't you?
Yeah, you know that you're gonna have a good crack with him, and yeah, just in general, yeah, you know he's gonna be a good laugh. Second one, Danny DeVito.
Okay.
Because it's just out there, it's random. And if you are out and about, everyone's going to be like, shit, that's Danny DeVito. He's going to draw the attention. And you can just be left with the other two yourself then.
I reckon Danny DeVito's got some good stories.
And that's it as well, because all the great characters he's played, you know, he's the dad in Matilda, Penguin from Batman 1989 with Michael Keaton. You know, arguably one of the best Batman films before it went into the Dark Knight saga and all that, which was good. You know, Heath Ledger made that, really. I don't know how I feel. I mean, you know, this is a conversation for another time, actually, the Dark Knight films. And then number three, it'd be Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah. No, that's a good
one. Just because of the United story. Again, he likes a drink. He loves his wine. The only downside on that would be you'd probably want to talk about horses.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit too tall to like horses. 5'10", I know, mate. You know, I was 6 foot in 2 weeks. But, yeah, random three. You wouldn't expect to see them three in a room together. But, yeah.
You know, when you put your three together, do you kind of think, like, of it as the whole aspect, like, how the three and yourself would get on, or just from an individual point of view? See, for my one, I was just like, yeah, there's going to be a fucking top night out. Top night in. And just, I can see a more balance in our future.
Yeah, I think, the way that night would be, like, because Keith Lemon would be starting off, like, all excited, wanting to get on it, have a good fucking drink and that. And then, like, the middle of the night, because all the attention's on Danny DeVito, it's like, yeah, come on in, what's your story? Who's the best, like, person you've met on set and whatever, this and that? What's the favourite, like, your best film you've recorded? How was Arnold Schwarzenegger? You know, has he got a massive dick? We all want to know this answer. And then at the end of the night, when you're trying to wind down, you know, like the 3 a.m. conversations.
Yeah, you can imagine Keith Lemon's done and he's passed out.
Yeah. He's fucking sniffed off it or something. He's hanging out the back of Fern Cotton. Dan and DeVito's walked off with, you know, a group of women because he's gonna pull, you know, he is. And so it's just me and Sir Alex Ferguson at the end of the night, and I'm just like, go on, why did you kick the boot at David Beckham's head then?
Yeah, was you aiming for it?
Yeah.
Or was he for Ryan Giggs, but you missed?
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't aiming for him. Was it because you didn't like Victoria? Did Jerry Halliwell tell you, no, I don't want to suck your dick, I'm a lesbian? You know, it would be a great 3 a.m. conversation when you're turning back to sober, but you've still just got that, you know, one or two last little whiskies to have a sip with him. He'll be drinking his wine still. Yeah, I think that'd be a nice overall night, really.
No. It sounds like a good night, mate.
Yeah.
And that's where you want it. You kind of want that, like, massive star.
Yeah.
That right balance, then just level up, and then just that, as he comes down.
Gradual decline, still good, but...
But you're not too many beers in, you don't need that high.
Yeah, you're not feeling that you have to still try and make too much of an effort. You're winding down. So, yeah, thanks for that question, Joe.
And that's two top threes, mate.
Yeah. No, three top threes, actually, because we did two lots of alcohol ones.
Cocktails, yeah.
Beverages. And then, dinner party. Probably should have saved that for next week then. Yeah, maybe we come up with another three that we'd go for.
Yeah, maybe.
If we remember, we'll do that next week. So, question from Noah. What mystery or phenomenon, would you love to solve / understand?
Oh.
So it is a bit of a thinker.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it would be, would this come underneath, or come underneath that banner? Aliens, extraterrestrials, would that come as underneath that?
So, yeah, if there's a specific phenomenon of an alien.
Yeah, because obviously these UAPs, UFOs. Yeah. That I would like, that's the thing I would like to solve.
Yeah, so let's just say the Roswell incident, that like if you could get into the nitty-gritty, find out what the actual evidence for,
like,
and all
where
that.
Those aliens actually was, do is here, there's a picture. Yeah.
So yeah,
just still alive.
That's that one.
Yeah,
they were probably always there. But that is unsolved. Might have been the Bermuda Triangle.
That's a strange one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, again, could be alien orientated. We don't know. But I always thought this when I was a kid, really. Like, if I was, like, minted, you know, essentially, like, the submarine fucking weirdos, if I had the kind of money, then, yeah, go explore it, see what's going on.
You don't hear much about stuff going, like, they seem, like, when you watch programs on it, it seems to have like happened a lot in the past, like every couple of years a major plane went missing or whatever. I know there was an incident with five,
the Malaysian aircrafts.
No, there was five US
I thought you was on about recently.
Jets that was doing like a training off the coast of, like, because it goes from Florida to Bermuda, and I can't remember the other island it bounces off to make the triangle, but anyway, they was doing training there. Just a basic training, and they've never been seen again, all five of them.
Yeah.
So you don't really hear stuff like that anymore, like aircraft going missing in the area. But that'd be a good one. So
Yeah, because there used to be like loads of documentaries and stuff.
Yeah,
like
all
that.
The time, yeah.
But there hasn't been anything for years.
Used to be a good Channel 5 documentary for being a triangle.
I feel like I'm going to have a little deep dive into it over the weekend. I haven't done that for a long time. You know, when you just get lost in YouTube and videos and stuff like that.
Not so much YouTube, but like a conspiracy, like the JFK one. Yeah. Like, because there's a conspiracy and everything, but like, just when you get into it, like, fucking hell. Yeah. You want to solve it, don't you?
The one that I'd be going to. Now, we are going to get on to him. I know yous are all waiting, but there was one last one, which will lead on to him anyway. There was another one. See, I forgot. So Lee says, fair play to United, good game. I've got a what's wrong with you? Weeds in the garden, what's the point in them? Now I know what he's saying here. Weeds, I hate them. They just come out of nowhere.
Just fucking annoying, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I spent a couple hours about a month ago now de-weeding the drive, and so I'd seen a TikTok video before I done the weeding anyway. So you get baking powder, sprinkle it down over your drive or the area that you're getting weeds, and then essentially the moisture in it, the weeds absorbs the moisture out of the baking soda and it kills them.
Why?
Because you're not pulling the roots out, it leaves less room for new weeds to grow.
Okay.
So essentially you're future proofing your drive or your garden or whatever. You can put it on grass, I think it said. Obviously, you've still got more of a surface area where weeds can come from. And to be fair, I didn't overload the drive, but it has mainly worked. There's a couple of spots where a few have started to creep up because the weather at the moment is prime for weeds as well.
The hot, then the rain.
It's just loving it. So I know what you're saying, and that's my job tomorrow if I can be asked, to be fair. I've got to de-weed the garden.
Fucking gardening in general is fucking shit, though. I fucking hate it.
It is.
I don't even cut the grass.
I know you don't. I've been told all about that this morning, mate. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, I do prefer to get someone to do these jobs for me. But I don't know. I've just been leaving it too late to try and get it done.
And also with the gardening, you want to wait till it's a nice day. Like, it can't be, like, a bit windy, a bit overcast. You want the sun's out to do it, to warrant you being outside to do it.
No, I prefer it if it's a bit overcast and that.
Oh, okay.
because I can't be in the sun too long, can I? I'm fragile. Can't burn.
Whitey, I fucking made myself an Irish. Wait, have you watched that movie lately?
No.
Oh, mate, watch it as an adult.
Have watched it as an adult.
But watch it now, like as a fucking 30-year-old man. It's fucking...
It's probably been about 5 or 6 years since I last saw it. Because I remember there was a period on like Channel 4, it was on like every other week or something. Yeah. And so over the space of like a month, I'd ended up watching the whole film. Because I'd watch it for half an hour, then there'd be a break, and I'd click onto something else then.
I love the bit where like he asks them to move, he goes in the barbershop, and asks them to move the car. And he's like, then he rams the car through the shop, packs the car for him. I fucking love that.
He's done some bangers already.
Yeah,
I mean.
But a movie wouldn't get made now.
That's a point. Sorry, I've just remembered. There is another question, actually.
Oh.
I can't remember who it was from. Apologies. I nearly missed one out. It's just a good job that we went on to that. Oh, it was Carl. What's the shittiest movie that you love?
Okay. So, right, let me have a little think on this. Have you got one in?
Yeah, I think in general for me, it has to be the Power Rangers. So, it's a shit movie, but I love it because of the nostalgia.
Yeah.
It feels.
Oh, that's a hard one because there is a few shit movies that I don't love watching. But you know what I think is a shit film when I watch it? The first Avengers movie.
What, you don't like it?
I don't like it. But I will watch it. But when I look back now, I think this is such a shit movie.
So I was about to start doing the whole saga again.
Yeah, I think, I tell you what's a fucking wank movie. The first Captain America movie.
Yeah, it's definitely not one of the best ones anyway. But to watch them in order, you have to watch that first.
Yeah, me and Kai watched them all, I think, during COVID.
Mm.
In the right order. Not in terms of like time based, but like how the movies got released. So you can,
there's the release order and then there's the chronological order.
So it was in the order of which the movies was released. And there's some shit ones in there.
I know. Yeah.
The full one. The two for the Dark World and the first one. The four Dark Worlds fucking terrible as well.
Mm.
But yeah, I'd say the first Avengers movie for me because
that's gonna hurt a lot of people.
Just because the first one, it was all right, but it's just like left to be desired, so to speak.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It grieved me with Endgame because we had to wait so long for the second one to come out and that. Was it Endgame? Was that two part? What was the first
Infinity War?
Endgame. So Infinity War, having to wait so long for it, but I did love it though.
I've got another movie actually, Homebound.
Homebound.
Yeah, with the dogs and the cat, and they have to get home.
And it called Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound. That's it, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because again, didn't they make like six of them?
Oh, I don't know. I remember watched three in a row one night. But Homeward Bound.
Yeah, I'm sure it's called Homeward Bound.
Yeah, there you go. It's like shit. But when it's on, I fucking watch it.
I think it's just because dog movies, ain't it, just animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah, proper movie that is.
Yeah, no.
1993. Yeah, you got the two dogs and the cat.
Yeah. Fucking, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch that.
That is a proper movie that you love.
One that is like a cult classic to people, but I've never liked. Bloody Baby's Day Out.
I get that.
I don't know why so many people love that. Stuff.
And Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, and Look Who's Talking.
Oh, dead. Your shit just films, yeah. Dead.
Lord, there was no need for them films. People loved them. Just cult classics for some people. Not my cup of tea. Not my long island cup of tea. Right, so yeah, that was the last of the WhatsApps. Links are always in the descriptions. The emails, hotline number and everything. But yeah, last but not least, we have got James.
With James, he's consistent now.
He is.
He's a good lad for that.
He loves it. He's not a proper scouse. He's a wolf, but he loves it. I feel like he's just admitted defeat here. Because he literally just says, and I can feel his pain as he's talking.
Yeah, he didn't want to type it, but he knew if he didn't, it'd get more grief.
Yeah, so he's literally just said, go on then, tell us all about Kate. Hey, United dominated, blah, 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 blah. And I don't need to, mate, obviously.
I love how we don't mince his words as well, because last week's one he comes out with the joke. But nah. He's,
you know, we didn't dominate the game, really. We did well to stop City from playing their usual dominating game. You know, we sort of locked down the midfield a bit better than usual, defended well. But it helped having our two best defenders fit and available.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it came down to with the majority of the game, was having a fit enough squad to be able to play.
Because they both played really well, didn't they?
Yeah.
I know they didn't. Did Fran play the full game as well?
Fran played the full game. Martinez got a bit of cramp, so he came off. Johnny Evans and Lindelof came on towards the end. Garnacho had a great game. Kobbie Mainoo, fantastic. Bruno played great in the full starting position. They're all given a job and they did it. You know, when Doku came on, obviously it got a bit more interesting for Man City as well. But Wan-Bissaka, that's what he's there for. He just likes to pocket all these big players. He got not done, but you know, got past him a couple of times.
Yeah, but he knocked it down with him a few times.
In general, he did his job.
Isn't it weird with Wan-Bissaka? Because most defenders are good going forward now, but not good defending as well. He's more better at defending than he is going forward.
I still feel sorry for Wan-Bissaka though, because the amount of times I see him, he's making the run as the modern fullback does these days. And they don't pass to him. And I feel like because of that, when he does have the ball in a position like, to create a chance, put the ball in the box or something, he's nervous. Because a few times he has done it and it's been a banging cross and there's been a goal. So I think it's a lot of a confidence thing for him on that sense.
I think he just needs to be coached, doesn't he, in that aspect?
I think a lot of the players still need a good coach behind them. There's reports of a few of the coaching staff leaving, like Ben McCarthy, who's a striking coach, because they're not going to get offered a new contract and whatever. But we need a good overhaul on the background staff. As of the moment, I mean, I've not watched any of the news today, but we're still waiting on a final decision whether Ten Hag is going to get sacked or not, which is ridiculous. You know, I think it's unfair if they do sack him. But yeah, as I was saying last week, I'm not holding any faith in us. I want to see what happens in the summer, and then I'll take it from there with my judgment.
I've got a question. What do you think? Because I've seen reports that Mason Greenwood might be moving to Dortmund with some other clubs in mind, but Dortmund's a strong one.
So I've not seen the link of Borussia Dortmund.
So apparently Borussia Dortmund are interested in him because they can't afford Sancho or his wages, and he's a cheaper alternative. So Man U are thinking about triggering his extension so he doesn't, basically, so there isn't a half-price sale on him.
Well, allegedly, they've already triggered it. Allegedly. Okay. It's not been officially announced.
Because I wouldn't surprise if they wouldn't, just so they don't get him at a cut price. So
yeah.
Leave him for free next year.
Yeah, because again, I saw the links the other day of a swap deal for him and João Felix from Atletico Madrid.
Well,
again, I think he struggled at Chelsea on that season-long loan. But, you know, we need a striker. We need someone that can put the ball in the back of the net. But without the right players in midfield to pass the ball and the right players on the wing to pass the ball, it's pointless who's up front. It doesn't matter who it is. They're not getting the service. They're not going to score the goals.
Because I was thinking this. If they sell Rashford, obviously, he plays in that position. Is there a way back for him? That's what I was trying to get at you. Because I'm interested to see how this one plays out more than anything, because they could save himself a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you know my thoughts on Mason Greenwood anyway. If you want to hear him yourselves, you'll have to go way back on the podcast to listen to that. I'd love to see him back in United top anyway.
Because he never got charged, that's the thing. He did get charged with, but he didn't go to court. So the charges
were dropped. Charges were dropped. So he wasn't proven guilty. Mm-hmm. So essentially, he's an innocent man. He didn't do anything wrong, technically, because he hasn't been charged with anything. he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Obviously, you're guilty until you're innocent
until proven guilty.
But obviously, in this case, it's just saying, like, he's guilty and he's trying to prove his innocence. But
I just
find that a weird one. How, like, Dortmund have him. I even read that Juventus won him and Atletico Madrid. So you've got Germany, Italy, and the Spanish team that were like, yeah, we'll have him. But
that's because those countries, it's still acceptable to slap your missus. No, it's different cultures. It's, you know, different ways of life with those people. And they, again, because he wasn't proven guilty, they don't care.
Mm.
It's not their like hometown or anything, like home country. So they ain't bothered. They're just wanting a good talent because he is.
Because he had a good season. I think it was 10 goals he scored throughout the season.
Yeah, good few assists as well.
Yeah. And I was interested to see if he would have got picked for England.
Well, because he did get picked, didn't he? But then him and Foden were out fucking around, having a few drinks and got some girls back to the
hotel.
In
Iceland.
Yeah, and, you know, Greenwood gets his slap on the wrist, but Foden doesn't. He's still Gareth Southgate's little bum boy, isn't he? So, his cards are always marked. I think he could have just sneezed wrong and he would have got kicked out of the squad, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see if a new manager comes in, what happens with that, actually.
So, are you on about Jadon Sancho when it comes to Dortmund, though?
No. So, Dortmund have inquired about Greenwood because they're saying is Sancho's on so much money, he'd have to take so much of a pay cut and cost more money
than
Greenwood.
So, I know that United want around 50 to 55 for Sancho. And wherever he goes, he will have to take a pay cut, definitely.
Yeah.
But that's down to him then. Is he ambitious enough to still play football and have the pay cut? Otherwise, he's just going to come back to United and then sit on the bench again. Because if a new manager does come in, it's only a matter of time before the same things happen. He gets told off for coming in late and all that. And then he's going to get kicked out of the squad
and
again.
And just go to another team online and pick up his full wage.
So,
I don't think no one comes in for Sancho. I think it's overall too much of a package.
Yeah, I think
PSG is the only real option if they don't want Rashford, because they seem like they fancy Rashford more.
Yeah, I think if he goes anywhere, so let's just say that Dortmund did pay 50 million, I think United will have to give like 10, 15 million of that to him to compensate for his wage for a couple of years or something. Just to get him off the books, because we can't have all these toxic players in the dressing room still. Rashford, not getting picked for England, that's the kick up the arse that he's needed. I don't know if you saw it yourself, but he put a tweet out, he's going to be off social media for a few weeks, he's going to go on holiday and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. I've got a good feeling that next season, wherever he is, he's going to have a good season again.
Right.
Now, I don't mean like he's going to be banging 30, 40 goals, but he'll be more consistent. He'll put a bit more of an effort in and he'll make him look more like the potential £80 million player that he is. If we was to sell him in this summer window, anything over 40 would be a bonus in my eyes. He's just not had a good enough season for it. I know there was a lot of people saying crocodile tears after the FA Cup win and all that. I think it was more of like a relief. Look, yeah, we've actually achieved something and I can put this season behind me now. But yeah, there's too many players that need to go. So as I say, when it comes to Ineos this summer, at the end of the summer transfer window, then I can make a judgment on him. But I've not got high hopes at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, FA Cup winners. It was a great game. Yeah, just the emotional roller coaster. Because again, it's the VAR. You know, the first goal goes in and I'm shouting, I'm like, yes. Then it's the easy offside. So then you're thinking, oh, they're going to call it offside. Even though it didn't look offside.
No.
It looked close, but you could sort of see that he wasn't. But I'm thinking, oh, they're going to start drawing these fucking purple lines now and they're going to be on the skewy. And Michael Oliver, he's going to be like, no, it's not a goal, he's offside. But it was given. Then there was the offside, which was offside. And then when the second goal goes in as well. And the amount of them that were like, Bruno's meant to shoot there. No, he didn't. You could see, like, I was actually, because I watched ITVs, because it was on ITV and BBC. And Ian Wright was like saying, look, you can see Bruno, he's looked at him here, he's looked at him there. So about 5-6 times he's looked to see where Maino is. So he has meant to pass to him. And just Maino, I've not seen him miss in front of goal. I've not seen him like look like he's going to miss. He's got it in his locker. He's a good, well, the future's looking bright for United with the young players that we've got. And yeah, just the whole, the rest of the game I was waiting for Man City to score. And obviously Doku's got it. Onana doing his usual, just fucking, you know, wet hands, just letting it in. And I was on the edge of the seat then.
Yeah.
And then that 7 minutes, and just whoever was commentating through the game, he says like 3-4 minutes he's going to be on. And I'm like, nah, it's going to be like 6-7 minutes. And then it was, come up 7 minutes. I'm like, oh. And I don't do it, but I was close to biting my nails and that, and I was waiting. It was, yeah, it was a good feeling. I mean, when the second goal went in as well, I shouted that hard, because you could see one of the few times these days with VAR that you know that it's a clear goal. There's no way that they can say it's offside or anything, because I've watched the whole build-up. And what a ball from Rashford to start off.
Yeah.
Pinged it over to Garnacho, switch sides, old-fashioned football, like, switch it! And, yeah, and I've shouted, and the dog was asleep, weren't he? And he's jumped up and he's ran across the room. So I've had to get up and give him a cuddle, like, you know, it's all right, mate, it's all right, while I'm looking up at the TV, yeah, like, you know, just beating my chest, like, quietly, they're like, ah. Yeah, it was a good day. It was only Arsenal, really, that didn't achieve much.
No.
It's a shame for him, but, yeah. Did you see, we are going to wrap up shortly. It is well over an hour now. But thanks for anyone that is still listening. Did you see any of the Man City Open Bus Parade?
Yes. Only Son and Follows, not too much. And I saw a TikTok video.
So
it weren't much of a parade.
No, it was empty streets. They had to... So because it was like many roads, they've had to usher them all together to actually get proper photos of a crowd of people. So because it was spread across, like, say, a mile, they've had to, like, no, come on, move down here, move together, get closer. And it was so sad. At the, like, the live music bit afterwards and that, and like they're just standing there, barely interacting. It's almost as if they were paid to stand there. Like, they've just found anyone on the streets and gone, yeah, here's a Man City top and a tenner. Just stand there so we can take a picture, please.
I think it's because, like, the fans think it's guaranteed now, isn't it? So it doesn't mean, I think it's lost that thing to them.
Yeah. Which I've seen a lot of people coming out of it now as well, like, oh yeah, this is unacceptable. And it's like showing how many times Man City have won the league since their dominance of, you know, the oil money and all that. And then it's like, but this was acceptable. And it goes back and it was like Man United dominating. But when you see the difference in the league winners, you know, you got Blackburn in it, Arsenal winning it, and this and that. And it was all entertaining back then, though. It wasn't, like, I mean, fair enough, we've had it this season where it was only won by 2 points. But the amount of them back then, when it was like it was the last day, you had to win, or you have to win by a certain amount of goals to get a title and that. You know, and it hasn't been like that for years, really, has it?
No, it just seems like it's always Man City's to lose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No matter how far behind they are at certain points in the season, you just know they're going to kick on them.
Yeah. So, I think we've gone on long enough now anyway. It's not a football podcast. Next week probably will be a bit more football related because we've got the Euros coming up. So I feel like we did this last year as well, though. Football, did we do a favourite England team or something? Or we was probably going to, maybe. Because we used to.
No, I think we might have. We done like. No, I think we might. Oh, I don't know, actually, mate.
Was it our favourite England team or something? I can't remember. But it is going to be, a small segment. We won't go on too long. There's no normal football to talk about. It is just going to be getting to the Euros. I feel like I'm going to get a sticker album as well.
Oof.
Just for the...
You have to complete, though, because you can't be an album and have that complete.
It's just
the worst thing as a kid. Yeah.
You know? But, I might get one. But it's not... what's it anymore? It's Topps Trumps now. It's not.
Oh, it's not fucking
It's not Panini no more.
It's not Panini.
Nah, they've been sacked. It's Tops now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's still going to feel the same. I think I need to go into an old school newsagent, pick up a sticker book, just get the feel of it, have a look on the inside, because there used to be quality on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, with the little facts here and there and that. So if it's still got that feel and look to it, then I think I'm going to get one.
I used to love the fucking Premier League one. Mm. And it had, like, as you said, the club facts.
Yeah.
Like, but the one, then the shiny sticker used to be the best player, like the star player. Just do
but
it.
I know if I get one, I'm going to spend like 100 quid and still not be able to finish it.
Oh, man, imagine if you're looking just for one person just to finish it.
It's always going to be, though, isn't
it? Yeah. Like a Ronaldo.
Yeah, the old fucking R9 one you could never get. So, I don't know.
If you get this Ronaldo, it's probably better off not putting him into a sticker album, you know, like Cristiano Ronaldo, because this might be his last competition, so might be worth saving that one, mate.
I'd have to get a second one then, though.
Yeah.
I'd have to save that one as well.
Show him you've got it.
But then again, if you've got the whole album completed and you've got that Cristiano Ronaldo in there, would it be worth more then?
No. Because
it's the whole book.
It needs to be fresh, mate. Fresh. Put it into a Pokemon sleeve. Into a hard Pokemon sleeve. Just fuck it in. Don't worry about that for 10 years, mate.
I'll see. You're probably going to phone call tomorrow. I've got one. Got you one as well.
Don't do that. No.
Yeah, because you'd be like, I ain't got money for my Pokemon cards now.
Literally. Because you'd have to complete it.
Yeah.
And you've only got like 2 months to complete it. For the Premier League one comes out.
So I know what I end up doing is literally just like just online shop, buy like 50 packs, and then I'm £200 down and I'm still 60 stickers away.
But your sticker album's almost done,
But yeah, hopefully you've all enjoyed it. You know, a bit of nostalgia at the end for any of your older listeners. And yeah, as always, links are in the description, hotline, email, Twitter, X. Next going to get you. Send them all in. Keep the questions coming and all that. We always appreciate them. And we will see yous on the next one. Keep it real.
Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.